Okay, today is Brachas Daf Ches. We are on Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. So Rabbi Yitzchak approached Rav Nachman and said to Rav Nachman, "My time alo asimar lebe kanishta letulei. Why didn't you come to shul yesterday? That well, today. Why didn't you come to shul daven?" So Amalei Rav Nachman responds to Rabbi Yitzchak, "Lo yochilno. I guess I wasn't feeling well. I couldn't come." Rashi says, "Tash kochi. I was weak. I wasn't able to come to shul." So Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, "Okay, you weren't able to come to shul, but the kante lamara sara v'lisale. You should have gathered 10 people come to your house and daven with a minion." Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "Tircheli milsa. That was a big tircha. I didn't want to do that." So basically, he davened by himself at home. So Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, "Okay, fine. You're not davening with a minion and you're davening at home. At least lemele malish shelucha de tzibura. You should go ask the shlichat tzibur, which I probably means zagaba here." But idana de matzli tziburi lesay velo de lamar, that he should let you know and come let you tell you the time that the tzibur is davening in shul, and then you should daven at that time at home. Meaning, if you're davening at home, at least daven at the same time that there's a minion davening. I mean, nowadays it's probably pretty easy. You know, at least if flappers are here, they have plenty of places. They're probably done until 9 o'clock, so you'll be safe no matter what. If you're not feeling well, you have to daven at home. So Amrlei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, "My kulei hai, what's the big deal? Why do I need to do that? Why do I need, if I'm davening b'yechidus at home, why do I need to daven at the same time that they're davening at the shul?" So Amrlei, so Rav Nachman, so Rav Yitzchak says back to Rav Nachman, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "Rishon Rav Shimon Yochai, the name of Shimon Yochai, my dechsev." What is the meaning of the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Va'anisa bilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon." Right, David HaMelech says that my tefillah should come to you at the eis ratzon. So emesai eis ratzon. When is the eis ratzon? B'shoah shehatzibur mispalin, at the time that the tzibur davens. So you too should also daven at worst case. At least you should daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. Rav Yosi Baruch Hanina, I have a couple sources to where you learn this from. First source is v'anisa bilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon. Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Amar Rehacha, he learns it from here. It says, "Ko Amar Hashem, the Eis Ratzon Anisicha." At the time, at the Eis Ratzon, I will answer you. So that's the time that they're going to daven. So Eis Ratzon, you should daven then also. Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Rehacha, he learns it from here. The pasuk says in Eov, "Hein El Kabir below Yamas," right? Hashem won't, right? "Hein El Kabir below Yamas." Hashem will not refute or not. Ignore the tefillah of the rabbim. And it says also, "Tell him, Pada v'shalom nashim ekaravli ki rabbim hayulim adi." So David HaMelech is basically saying that Hashem should redeem him with peace from in all the wars because the rabbim are davening with him. So when you daven at the same time as the rabbim, your tefillahs will be answered. Tanya Mihalchi, a brisa that supports this last theory as well. Rabbi Nassan Omer Naishin Hakadosh Baruch Hu most tefillahs of rabbim. How do I know Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not find disgusting the tefillah of the rabbim? Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Hein el kabir v'lo yimas." Right, he doesn't find them mius. Uksiv and also says, "Padav shalom hashim mikarav li ki rabim hayu imadi." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Kola osik, whoever involves himself with Torah, gminus chasadim, those are things that bring peace." Right, padav shalom. Right, umis palel imatzibor and davens with the congregation. Malo ani alav ki lepadani li ulvanai mibein umas olam. I make it equivalent as if I have redeemed for him my children from all the other nations in the world. Like he helps me redeem my children. So that's three psukim that says that you should daven, worst case scenario, you can't make it to shul, you should daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish, "Kol mi sheyeshlo beis knesses b'iro," whoever has a shul in his city, right, "ve'eno nichna shamlis palel," and doesn't go there to daven, "nikra shachein ra." He's an evil neighbor. I mean, I think an evil neighbor to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's a bad neighbor to Hashem. Because since he doesn't want to daven in shul, which is the makom of the Shekhinah, so he's now like an evil person. He's a bad neighbor. He doesn't want to deal. He doesn't have any relationship with his neighbors. Hashem's your neighbor, and shul Hashem's a neighbor. He doesn't want to have a relationship with them. He's a bad neighbor. It's Nemar. It's a pasuk, quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Pasuk says, "Ko Amar Hashem, thus says the Lord, al kol shecheinai haraim, and all my bad neighbors, hanogim b'nachala, who would touch my property, asher hinchalti es hami es Yisrael." So you see that the drasha is, I think, that the base knesses is the nachla Hashem, and the Torah calls a person who's nogei in that nachla, meaning someone who doesn't go to that, doesn't deal with that appropriately, calls him a shachein ra, below ode, and not only this, that he doesn't come to the base knesses, gorim golos lo levanav, he causes golos, was his exile for him and for his children. Shneimar, as the end of that pasuk says, Hineni nol sham me'al masam, I will remove them from the land, as Beis Yehuda etosh mitocham, and Beis Yehuda I'll remove from them as well. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will chase them away from the land, and they'll go to Galus if they do not come to Shul. There's a maral that explains what's the reason why somebody doesn't come to Shul causes Galus, because the Beis Knesset that is the place where everyone comes and gathers. It's Knesset, it's a gathering place. So everyone comes together and gathers. And if somebody doesn't want to gather with the rest of Klal Yisrael, wasn't be together with Klal Yisrael, then what's the point of him being there with everybody else? So he's just causing separation, he's causing machlokas. So he's going to have galus. Question is why? Who are his children? I don't know. All right. So Amrale Rabbi Yochanan, it was told to Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabe Bavel. There are these very old people in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand that. Tama the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, how is it possible that they can be zoche for Arichas Yamim in Bavel? Doesn't the pasuk say Leman Yirbu Yemeichem Vebenechem Ala Adama, which is Adama is talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? Ksiv, that's what it says. Meaning the Arichas Yamim is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why that pasuk. There are other pasukim in the Torah talks about Arichas Yamim that doesn't necessarily only mean Eretz Yisrael, but Aval Bechutz Laaretz Lo. He says in Chutz Laaretz you can't have Arichas Yamim. So they said, no, came into Amri Lei. That then they told him that these old people, Magdime umachshichi lebei kenishna. These guys get up early and they come to shul early and they stay in shul late, right? That's why they have arichas yamim. So Amar, he says, hainu da ahanilu. This is what caused them to have arichas yamim. Okay, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi livnei, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his children, kadimu vechashichu v'aili lebei kenishna. Get up early, stay till late in shul. Ki heichi the sorachu chayim, so that you would get yuizoche for arichos yamim. I don't understand how that answers the question. The question was, how do you have arichos yamim in outside of Eretz Yisrael as a pasuk? Oh, they went to shul. It hasn't answered the pasuk. Still says only in Eretz Yisrael you get arichos yamim. So I'm not exactly sure how that answered the question, but he was satisfied that that's the reason why you had elderly people in Bavel. They must mean meaning extremely old people. I don't think it necessarily means like regularly old people. Maybe extremely old people. I don't know. I find it difficult. Rabbi Acha, the son of Rabbi Chanina, says, Mikra, what is the pasuk that has a remez to it that someone who comes early to shul and stays late after davening, that he gets arichos yamim? Because the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shomei Ali, praiseworthy is the man, who person who listens to me, Lishkod Adulosai Yom Yom, Lishmor Mizanos Pesachai, I guess he's shokade, he comes quickly to come to my doors, which is the shul, and then he's shomer at night. He just leaves late. He stays there late. And it says right after that, because this person who's motzei, I guess this person who comes to the shul, he's going to find life. So the person who comes to shul early and stays to shul late is going to find life. Okay, now a little bit of halacha. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Le'olam yikanes adam shnei psachim beis hakanestas, which is translated literally, a person should always enter shul with two doors. Shnei psachim, two doors. So when it says shnei psachim, what does it mean? You have to come into shul via two doors. If they walk in twice, what does that mean? Ela ema, what it means is shior shnei psachim. You should walk into shul the measurement of two openings. The achar kach is palel. And only after that you should daven. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So a few answers. Answer number one is that you shouldn't daven so close to the door. You should, when you walk in, you should walk, the door is, I guess they say about 8 tvachim per doorway, 4 tvachim per doorway. So 8 tvachim, you should walk in, 8 tvachim, and then you should sit down. Another pshat is that you shouldn't daven right away. You should come in, and before you sit down and rush to daven, you should take a breather. It's sheer, I guess, how long it'll take you to walk 8 tvachim, which is a couple seconds. Just sit down and relax. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He says, Atam, what's the reason? If you daven too close to the door, it looks like you're someone who wants to leave right away. And you're not nene, but sitting in the shul. But then he adds, no one had a makom kavua, no one had a place where they sit, and therefore, if you stood right by the door, it looked like you wanted to leave. Everyone knows where his place im yesh lo makom meyuchal etzel haPesach. So if your makom kavua is right by the door, ein b'kach klum, there's no problem. So davar duhu she'im yoshev sham el derech kavias. Everyone knows you're sitting there. That's your permanent seat. It's not because you want to leave, right? Lefiz derech zeh nira. According to this, nira shemisha ein lo makom yadua etzel haPesach. If the person doesn't have a permanent seat by the entrance, she'ein lo l'sheva sham. There's no reason you shouldn't sit there. The Eastern Mepharshim, and here's a second shot, Sheishoi Kashir Zehashir. You should just wait that amount of time. You should just wait that amount of time before you start davening. So go to this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, if I can find it. So it's in Simon Sadi Sif Chaf, says, Shulchan Aruch says, Yikonesh Shir Shnei Psachim Achach Hispalo. That's the first. You should walk in the Shir of Shnei Psachim. That's the first sheet of Yesh Mepharshim. Shir Zeh Shnei Psachim Hayinu Ches Tvachim Yikanes Lifnim Shelo Yishev Eitel HaPesach Shenirikim Masoi Yeshivas Beis HaKnes. Looks like you're a burden that you're sitting there. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah said. Well, if he's there, calling Rabbeinu Yonah again, Im Yesh Mamakam Meyuchad Eitel HaPesach Ein Mekach Klum. There's no problem if that's your Makam Kavua. But Yesh Mepharshim, and some say that the reason is, and this I forgot to mention, this is the sheet that they brought down the tour, that what's the reason why you can't sit by the doorway? Because you look, stare outside the doorway, you keep looking outside, and you can't concentrate. And then the Rosh Hashanah quotes the third sheet that was brought in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yesh Mepharshim, Shlo Yemahar, Lispalam Miyad, Kishinichnas, you shouldn't daven right away. Eli Yisha, Shir Shnei Psachim, Benachol, Nachosh, Lecholah Perushim. You should be kosher for everything. I just like this, but you see the development of halacha. Every line in the Shulchan Aruch is just loaded with what with the background from the Rishonim. Okay, so that's the halacha of Shir Shnei Psachim. Okay, the Gemara now is going to be continued talking about Inyanei Tefillah, and it's going to bring a pasuk about things that are good things, things that are very important. Al zosis palel kol chassid alecha le'es mitzo. On this, the chassid should daven. He should daven for es mitzo. What's es mitzo? Amar b'chanina le'es mitzo zo isha. He should daven for a good wife. Es mitzo zo isha. Shene'emar, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, matzah isha, matzah tov. Found a wife. B'ma'arava, the minog in Eretz Yisrael was, ki nasiv inish ithasa, when the person would get married, amri le'e, they would say to him, hachi. Matzah o motzeh. You got this woman. Is she a mitziah or is she a motzeh? Which means, matzah dechsev, matzah isha, matzah tov, vayafek ratzon me Hashem. Or maybe she's an evil woman that says, motzeh dechsev, umotzeh ani mar mimavis, esa isha. Right? The woman is bitter like death. So this is what they said when they got married, which is fascinating because we have a good old Gemara that says when they got married, it's kalanah bechasuda. Even allowed to lie. That's the source for lying in certain times. That you're supposed to say, "Oh, she's beautiful, she's wonderful," no matter what. So what the name of Rav is saying, as you get married, you say, "Oh, it was matzah or motzah. Motzah, oh, maybe she's evil. What'd you do?" So I saw a shot here. He brings down here from the Emes Yaakov and the Riff and the Riff, I guess in Yaakov. He says they didn't ask him. It's not that they were asking, "Is she good or she's not good?" He's basically saying, it's up to you. You're getting married. Make sure you are matzah, not motzah. It's up to you to make sure that your life and the way you conduct yourself and the way your wife conducts herself is that the relationship can either be a matzah relationship or a motzah relationship. Make sure it's incumbent upon you to make sure that it's a matzah relationship. Okay, but we're still trying to figure out what the word eitz mitzo means. The first one was eitz mitzo, that it's talking about marrying a wife. Rabbi Nassim Omer, the eitz mitzo zo Torah, meaning a person should daven that the Torah should always be in front of him. Shene'emar, himotze matzah chayim. The Torah is what's life. So you should daven. When you daven, you should daven for the Torah, I guess. V'nachum, v'yitzik amal es matzozo misa. You should daven that you should die in a nice way. Shene'emar, l'mavis totzos. The lesson of matzah, again, is by misa. And tainam yachir, a bracelet that supports this, that teisha meyos u'shloshim mine misa nivra olam. There are 903 methods of death in the world. Shne'emar, the pasuk says, la mavis totzaos. Mavis equals totzaos, and totzaos b'gematria. Interesting, gematria for learning that here. Totzaos gematria hachav. You work it out. Totzaos is 903, and kasha b'kshevekulon. The most difficult death is askara. This this throat disease, askara. I think they translate it sometimes as croup, but I don't know what askara necessarily means. Nicha shevekulon, and the best way to die is nashika, like Aaron Cohen died. There's a kiss, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes you. So Askara, just comparing Askara Damya Kichizra Begivava the Amra Bil Achori Nashra. Right? Askara is similar to, I guess when you're breathing like that, it's similar to have like some thorns that are stuck in the wool, and when a person pulls the thorns with strength in order to pull the thorns out, he brings some of the wool out with them. So too, because it has to happen. So too, this is very difficult. It pulls out. I guess it pulls out. What? It's like ripping off a band-aid. Very good. The ika de amri on the hairy part of your skin. Yeah. Okay. The ika de amri kipiture b'fi veshes. Some say that this is like the Rashi explains. It's talking about where you had put ropes into a boat, and they would, and the ropes were very tight in the hole, and they would pull the ropes, and that's what it feels like when you have this askara. Right, ika da amri kibeturi b'fi veshes, and neshika. What's neshika? Kimishchal benisim echalva. It's like pulling out a piece of hair from milk, which is very easy. Nothing complicated. It's just a simple thing. It's just that easy. And so too, this misa is very easy. Okay, fourth definition of eis matzo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar le eis matzo. You should daven for zog kvura. You should daven that you should be zoche that after your misa you should have a proper burial. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, my kara. What's the pasuk that mitzia equals kvura? Because the pasuk says in Eov, Hasmechim Eli Gil, Yasisu again ki yimtzu kaver, because they'll find a grave. There's people are sameach, are happy when they know that they're gonna have the burial. So you see, matzah is for burial as well. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Hayod Amri Inchi. This is the colloquialism that people used to say. Vibayi inis rachame afilu ad zibula basraiso shlama. People should daven for rachamim, that they should be peace all their days, even on their day of kvura, until the last piece of dirt is thrown over your grave. That's what you should daven for. You daven for peace till the very end. Marzutra Amar, what's Eis Mitzo? What's that you should daven for? Zebisa case is Kisei. You should daven that you should live in a place where there is a latrine, there's a bathroom that you can use put close to your house. And Amri Marava, and the Marava, they said, Haide Marzutra Difa Mikulhu. That's the best explanation. It's the best explanation. It's the only one even being a pasuk for. That's the best explanation. I guess in those days it wasn't. You didn't have running water. You didn't have indoor plumbing. So you have to daven that you have be in a place where where the plumbing was accessible to you. Amar le Rabba le Rafam Bar Papa. Rabba says to Rafam Bar Papa, Leimulan Mar Mahani Mili Me'alsa De Amars Mishmei De Rav Chizda De Mili De Bei Kenishta. Give me a good vort that you heard in the name of Chizda about regarding the shuls. Tell me a nice vort. So Rafram says to him, Amalei, Hachi Amar Chizda. This is what Rav Chizda said. My diksiv, what's the payment of the pasuk of Oev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion? Hashem loves Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. He loves it more than all Mishkanos Yaakov. So he says, Oev Hashem, what does it mean? Oev Hashem Sha'arim HaMitzion B'Halacha. Hashem loves more the places where people are learning. Learning halacha, yosem yibatei kinesios yibatei midrashos, more than the shuls and the batei midrashos, which aren't, I guess, you didn't learn there b'kdius. So he loves the place where everyone learns halacha more than the shuls. Hainu the amr, this is what Rav Chiya bar Ami said, mishmei de'ula miyom shechar beis hamidrash, from the day when the beis hamidrash was destroyed, ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, there's nothing left in the world for Hashem, Ella arba amos halacha bovad, except for the four amos of halacha bovad, meaning Hashem loves Shechina. Where is the Shechina? The Shechina is when you're learning the halacha. Right. Okay, that's where he loves. That's right. I guess that's where, from the day that the base minister was destroyed, and the Lishkas Hagazis was destroyed, which is where Halacha came from, where the Sanhedrin came from. So now the Halacha comes from where everyone was learning. So the Amos of Halacha is what Hashem, where the Shechina of Hashem is. But Amar Abaye, another halachic source here, Amar Abaye says, Meresh, originally, have a girisna bigo besa, I would learn in my house, umitzalena, and I would go davin bivei kenishta, I would go davin in the base Knesset. But Kavin, the Shemana Lahaida Amar, once I heard what Rav Chiya bar Abba Mishmei De'ula said, which was, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo Lekar Yisbaruch Hu Ba'olamo, Ela Arba Amar Shalacha Bilvad, so Lo Havi Mitzalena, I would only daven Ela Hecha De Garsina. I would daven in the place where I learned. Okay, so Machlokas we've shown him now is that, okay, so does that mean with a minion or without a minion? Okay, guy, talking about the first case, obviously, where a guy davens there, Betrius, That's where he's always davening. He shouldn't go anywhere else in davening. He should daven right there. He should daven b'yachidus, or he should daven with a minion. So the Rambam says with a minion, but Rabbi Yehuda quotes, Peirushu Rabbeinu Tzarfazal, Shafilu below Asara, Haya Osin Kane. Even without a minion, they would do it there. It's better to daven, it's more correct to daven individually in a place where there's Kviyas Torah day and night. So the Pesach says, Verbeinu Moshe Zal, and he quotes the Rambam, that's only by 10. So if it's only by 10, so what's the chiddush? You have a minion, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is you don't have to deal with Rovam Hadras Melech, you can daven where you learned. I remember when I was in YU, so I learned in Reparnas this year, we finished shir at exactly the same time, they daven minfa in the base medrash across the hall, Reparnas always insisted on davening in the shir room. Maybe this is the reason why, you daven where you learn, and we had a minion, so it wasn't that. But if you go, again, just to look in the halacha to see where it... What? He's saying no. He said learning is more important. That's what the finish of the Rambam is. And you don't need Barovam. As long as you have the minion, the fact that you daven where you learn, that place trumps Barovam. That trumps Barovam. And quote the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Sif Yudches says, base Hamedrash Kavua, a Kavua base Medrash, so that is, Kaddish Yosem Rebase HaKnesses, it's more holy than the base HaKnesses, U'mitzvah L'spalal Bol Yosem Rebase HaKnesses, it's supposed to daven there better than the base HaKnesses, U'hu She'spalal B'yud, he should daven with a minion. That's Shittas of the Rambam. V'yesh Omrim, Tafilu B'low Yud Adip L'spalal B'base HaKnesses, even without 10. That's the Rebbeinu Sefartim, that Rebbeinu Yonah quoted. V'dafka, but Ramah adds a few qualifications, which makes it really not shy of his mind, is it? V'dafka misha torasa umnaso, versus someone who's Torah umnaso, v'einam is batelbel of hachi. V'filu hachi, but even if you're davening, he's talking now about someone davening with yachidus. V'filu hachi lo yagil asmos tein, a talmud chacham shouldn't be rogio to do this, shalo yilmudu ame arzi meno v'batelu m'beis hakanesis. Go to Rosh, who says, I mean, it's okay, so the guy's a Torah umnaso, he's in a sin in the court of Ramah, he can daven with yachidus where he learns, then the ame arzi meno, you can daven with yachidus. In order to avoid that, you should still daven with make sure you daven with a minion. Okay. Rav Ami Rav Asi, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, Afa Gav Dehavel Hu Tleser Bei Kenishta B'Tveria. There were 13 shuls in Tveria. You know, it's like Bedford Avenue. Lo Matzlu Ela Bene Amude Hecha Dehavi Garsi. They would only daven between the pillars of the place of where they learned. They would pass by the 13 shuls and daven where they learned. V'Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Shmei De'ula. There's another, now they're quoting, I'm quoting more from Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Shmei De'ula. This is fascinating. Gadol ha-ne'ene mi-yigiyo yosim yir-shamayim. Greater than the person who has yir-shamayim is the person who toils for his parnasa in order to be self-supportive. I don't think he means he toils and doesn't have yir-shamayim. I think it's the guy who toils and has yir-shamayim. It's obviously much better than the guy who just has yir-shamayim. But he's not ne'ene from an abrius. He because of what he works, he is better. Why? When it comes to a Yir Shemayim, it says, Ashrei Ish Yirei Es Hashem, the Mitzvah Chafetz Ma'od, the Ilugabe Nenem Yigio, someone who benefits or has pleasure from from his hard work. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yagia Kapecha Kisocha, you know, with hard work you'll eat. Ashrecha, it says Ashrecha, which is the same thing it said by the Yir Shemayim, but also says, B'tovlach, Ashrecha Ba'olam Azeh, you're praiseworthy of you in this word. Tovlach olam haba, good for you in the next world. Lagabi Yerushimayim, v'tovlach lo ksivei. It doesn't say tovlach. So Yerushimayim is not enough according to this Gemara. You also have to be able to be self-supportive and to work. But Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Mishmei Du'ula. Rabbi Chia Bar Ami says the name of Ula again. La olam yader adam b'makom rabo. A person should always live in the vicinity of his Rebbe. How do you know that? Shekol zman Shimi ben Geir kayam. So long as Shimi ben Geir was alive, he was the Rebbe of Shlomo. Lo nasa Shlomo's bas paro. Shlomo did not marry bas paro. Because the pasuk says after Shimi ben Geira dies, the next pasuk says Vayischatein Shlomo as Paro Melech Mitzrayim Vayikachas Bas Paro. Right after Shimi ben Geira died, then he went on to this evil ways. V'hatanyai with Stira, the pasuk says Al Yador. We have a brayso that says you should not live near your Rebbe. So Lo Kasha Had the Kaiplay Had the Lo Kaiplay. Reula who says that it's right to live near your Rebbe. That's if you're going to be Makaba what he tells you to do. But if you're not going to be Makaba what he tells you to do, then it's best not to live near him, because it's better, if you're not going to listen, better not to ask. So that's the difference. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara doesn't bring a whole, again, also, Halach lemaise, especially for me and others. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Menachem, Amar Rav Ami, my diksiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshayahu? It says, "Ozvei Hashem yichlu." Those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. Zeh hamaniach sefer Torah yotze. This is a person who walks out when they, I guess when the sefer Torah is open, because it looks like he doesn't want to hear Devar Hashem, and they start laning and he walks out. That's not appropriate. But Rabbi Avohu nafik ben gavra legavra. Rabbi Avohu would walk out. Morgan Avram points out, it's not stam walking out. It's just walking out for a reason. You can't just stam walk out to shmooze in the hallway. Rabbi Avohu nafik ben gavra legavra. He would walk out between aliyahs. So boy, Rapapa asked, ben psuka lepsuka mao. Can you walk out between each pasuk? So what does it mean between each pasuk? There's no time between each pasuk for us. No, gavra legavra. So Rabbi Yonah points out that in those times, you read a pasuk and then there's the meturgeman. So he says, can you walk out? Can you walk out when they're doing the targum? When you walk out past the pasuk, and the answer to that is teiku. That's teiku. Tishbi tarat kushiyos uvayas. It's the first teiku of Shas. So what do you have to say? Why is it tishbi and not meku? Right? So tishbi tarat kushiyos. So why does Eliyahu Navi have to answer the questions, not Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Eliyahu Navi never died. Right? It's from a Rav Tzadok. Eliyahu Navi never died. Moshe Rabbeinu died. So Eliyahu Navi never died. That means he's still part of this world. Or the pasuk shaylos. You have to be part of this world. You have to be involved in this world and know what's going on in the world in order to pass from Shilas. Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar. He doesn't necessarily know what's going on in this world. That's why Teiku going to Rav Tzadok. Some things repeat themselves over and over. What? Lo b'shamayim. That's that also. Okay. Fine. So what does it mean by walking? You can walk out. Okay, so Rav Shesha. Okay, what does it mean you can walk out then Gavra Gavra? Rashi, Rabbi Yonah says again also, L'chor Ramash Medaf Latzeis Mutter Ben Gavra Legavra. It's only Mutter to walk out Ben Gavra Legavra if you need to. Aval Dabr Beis HaKnesses, to speak Ben Gavra Legavra? Usher, that is Usher as well. You're not allowed to talk Ben Gavra Legavra. Kevar Sheniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is opened, quoting Gemara and Sota, Usher L'Saper. You're not allowed to talk, but Afal Pisha Sogram Sefer Ben Time, if they close the Sefer Torah in the meantime. Afilo Halki Usher, Shelo Omer Kos Mashav Tuach, El Kevar Sheniftach, once it's open, you may not speak. You may not speak once the Sefer Torah is open, so the minhag here is correct. You shouldn't necessarily that the minhag here is to not speak in Gavra Gavra. The halacha is you're not allowed to speak being Gavra Gavra, but they probably shouldn't say halacha because most people probably listen to a minhag more than they listen to halacha. Oh, then no one will speak it. School for Parnassa, no one will do it. Everyone will do it. Okay, Rav Sheshes, now comes interesting. Rav Sheshes during laning, Mahader Aper Vigaris. This is Zochel Arichas Yomim because it comes early to Shul, right? Rav Sheshes Mahader Api Vigaris. Rav Sheshes during laning would turn his face around and he would learn. How is he doing that? So Amar Bididan. He would say, Anan Bididan. I'm dealing with what I'm doing. The Inu Bididu. And they're doing what they're doing. So he's turning around and he's learning. So what's going on? How's going on? So Tosos asks, how's that possible? He says, Im Tom Ramin Mesota, we say in Gemara Sota, My Dixir Bikaptechu Amud Kama'am. He says, Kevach and Nitzvah Torah. Also, the Saper, if you dvar locha, once the Sefer Torah is open, Tosas on the top says, you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to do anything. But Tosas gives a few answers. V'yesh lo mar, he says, Hasam ayi b'kol ram. There he's talking about learning out loud. G'desh lo yuvat b'kol kriya t'atorah. V'hachi ayi b'nachas. And here we're talking about doing it quietly. V'hai d'kam ahadar ape, why is he turning his back? Rabu samashma, afagad d'hadar ape, sh'nir k'vinyas Sefer Torah, shapir dami. V'hai d'hadar ape, g'desh yikabin l'girsoso. He's allowed to turn his back. He didn't want to bother anybody. Okay. But it looks pretty bad to turn your back. Rav Alphys said, "Kasev v'shem Rav Haigon, mifarshi dafka sheyish shamasar achrina az yochalumon. If there's 10 other people listening, then you can do that. Aval ein shamasarik imimo lo, right? V'hachamayri shayish shamasara blohu. V'od. And the last answer he quotes from the Rif, Teretz Alfasi. It's fascinating. I think in Marin Brachos, Tosas and Brachos quotes the Rif more than anywhere else in Shas. I'm gonna do a thesis on that to quote the Rif. Oh, Teirat Alafasi, Shani Rav Sheshes, She Torasu Umnasuhu. Rav Sheshes is different. There's Torasu Umnasu. So Torasu Umnasu, he can learn during laning. Vanan Mistabrlanki Haite Rutsa. We hold it that Teirat is Tosa saying, and that's the Halach Lamaisa. You're not supposed to learn during the Avening. You're supposed to follow along. Fine. So those of us, present company included, who'd learn during laning, apparently not the appropriate thing to do. You should be paying attention to the laning word for word. Okay, now, Amar Rav Hunda Bar Yehuda, another halacha that we all should try to strive to do. Amar Rav Ami, Le'olam Yashim Adu Parshiyoso Vimatzibur, Shnai Mirk Mecha Targum. Should always try to finish the parsha with the Tzibur. two times reading the Pesukim, and one time with the Targum Onkelos. Spend a shiur just on this alone. Vafilu, and the Gemara says, Afilu ataros v'divon, even the words ataros v'divon, which don't really have a Targum. Targum's the same, nevertheless, you have to read it with the Targum as well. Shekol hamashlin parshiyosav im atzibor, whoever completes the parshas with the tzibor, every week, ma'arichin lo yomav u'shnosav. He says, Zoch also to arichos yomim. So maybe that can be the answer to Rabbi Yochanan. The people lived long in Bavel, but they were doing Shnayim Mikra v'yach HaTargum. Another answer. So the halachas of Shnayim Mikra v'yach HaTargum, all the halachas basically that we know of, they come out from Tosos. So Tosos here says, Afilu ataros v'divon. We'll get to the Tosos in a second. Okay, so Rabbi Barabba Sabra Lashnuli so the coolest shot of Mal Yom Kippurim. So Rabbi Barabaye, he said, I'll do it all on Erev Yom Kippur. I'll finish it all, and that's what we owe in Erev Yom Kippur. So Tanalei Chia Barab Medipti, Chia Barab Medipti said to him, no, you can't do that on Erev Yom Kippur. What does it say by the Pasuk? It says, V'nisim es nafshu shechem etishah l'chodesh v'erev. You should do Inoy on the ninth day. Keep a tisha misanim. Do we another sugya? Shas sugya. Do we fast on the ninth day? Halo basar misanim. We fast on the tenth day. Yom Kippur is on Yud. So Ella, what's the pasuk come to say? V'nisem on the ninth day. Elo melacha to tell you kol ochel b'shoset b'tishi. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day, ma lava kasuk ilu misanim tisha v'siri. It's as if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Meaning, what are you supposed to deal with in the ninth and the ninth? That's supposed to be sitting and doing shnayim mikra v'chatagim the whole year. Was having suda. Well, that's just don't do it on the ninth on that day. So sabalak diminu. So maybe Rabbi said, you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead. This week I'll do Re'eh and Shoftim this week. He says, no, you can't do that. Amrelei, Ha'usavla, Zakin told him, Tanina, we have a brice that says, Ubilvad Shelo Yakdim Bishelo Yacher. You can't go ahead and you can't delay. You have to do it that week. The Amrelehu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Livnei, like Rabbi Yeshua said to his sons, Ashlimu Parshi Yisaihu Im HaTzibor, you should finish the Parsha with the Tzibor. The Tzibor means that's the weeks that they're learning, Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. So, Tosa says in Yashlim, so when's the time period? So we do know, B'dievid, you have till, I think, said Yom Kippur or Shunetzeres, you have to. But when are you supposed to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum? So Tosa says, Nira de Kol HaShavua, the whole week you can do it, Mikeban de Maslil Nikros HaParsha, Hainu Mimincha Shabbos V'Elech. You can start on Mincha the week before. Once you start laying the next week's Parsha, that's when you can do Shnayim Mikra, Ad Shabbos Haba, until the next week, Nikras Imetzibur. That's considered Imetzibur. But Tosfos says, alright, what can you do till Wednesday? V'yafagad l'inyan gittin lo nikra kami Shabbos el merivi. Yet till Wednesday. And also another halakha, you can make Abdullah till Wednesday. And there are some sheet posting, sheet doesn't say, you can do it till Wednesday. Right? He says, that's different here. And then he quotes the Midrash. He says, till when can you go? Uzman ashlama yesh bin Midrash gimel dvarim sidur bein akos lubanav b'shash aniftar. Rebbe commanded his children when he died three things. One of them was shelo tochu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigem kol haparsha. You can't eat the bread until you finish the parsha. Meaning you have to do it before the meal. I think it means the lunch meal. Mashma the kodem achilat tzarich lashlima. You should do it before you eat. Omiyu imish lima achal through the shofar dami. We call mokah mitzvah mukha kodem achil. Finish it before you eat. Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're supposed to finish it prior to when they read it in the shul. Not even up to the meal. Prior to when they finish in the shul. But you should go 2 weeks ahead. And he quotes the meal. A lot of people do. He says, Yesh bein olam, shenogim likros ma'ach v'chol yom v'yom me'ashavua u'misayim v'shabbos. Do an aliyah day, and then you can finish on Shabbos. Okay, so we just said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children that they should read the Shnayim Mikra v'Echar Targum. And he also told them, V'zaharu b'vridin k'Rabbi Yehuda. You should be very careful when you shech the birds, that you cut the vridim in the neck of the birds, that all the blood comes out. And therefore, if you just roast the bird, you can eat it right away. Ditnan, there's a mission that said, in Kula and Daf of Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad sheyishlo es havridin. That you can't kasher, a bird's not considered a kasher shkita until you shech the vridim. Which I think is the jugular. I'm not sure how we translate which vein it is. And he also says, and this is also, I think, Lamaisa. You should also be very careful to still give respect and honor to an elderly person who may have forgotten what he had learned. Because we know that they say luchos v'shiri luchos menachas ba'aron. Not only were the luchos, with the actual Torah in the Aron HaKodesh, but even the shiri luchos were in the Aron. The metaphor is clear. That you have an elderly person who may have learned Torah all his life, and now he's older and he's forgetful. Nevertheless, he still is required to respect them. I'm not sure if the din is machmas that he's still older because of the Torah. That whatever the reason is, zaro b'zikhat zakenim, because just because they forgot doesn't mean that they don't require much honor and respect. Amar luhu Rava livnei. Rava said to his sons, Kisha atem choskim basar, when you cut meat, al tichatchu al gav yad, don't cut the meat while it's in your hands. Why not? Ikida amar mishum sakana, there's a sakana, because maybe you'll cut your hands. What?
My hands.
What, at surgery?
No, you cut
food. Yeah, but you cut the bagel this way, you go into your hands. So the Igad Amri, and some say, Mishum Kilkul Su'uda. What's the Kilkul Su'uda? Rashi says, Kilkul Su'uda is, Af b'chabur katana, even if you just do a little blood comes out, V'yalachlich esamachal v'yamis av zamasubin. The blood might fall onto the meat, and everyone will be disgusted by seeing the blood on the meat. Okay? And he also told them, Al teshvu Almitas Aramis. Do not sit on the bed of an Aramean. That the Al Ta'avru Achare Besakanesis Bishat Sibur's Palam. And don't walk by the doorway of the shul at the time when the Tzibur is davening. So what's Al Teshvu Almitas Aramis? What does that mean? Ikad Amri, some say it's that Lo Tignu below Kriya Shema. Don't go to sleep until you did Kriya Shema Almita. Because if you do that, then that's as if like you're buying an Aramean bed. You have to sanctify the bed as well by saying Kriya Shema. The Ikad Amri, the Lo Tinsibu Giyorsa, don't lie down on an Aramean bed, which means don't marry a Giyores, which is interesting in that certain communities, even still today, do not accept people marrying Gerim. The Ikad Amri, and some say, Aramis Mamish. No, those Mamish don't sit down on an Aramean bed. Why not? Mishum Maise de Rapapa. Because of the Maise or Rapapa, what happened to Rapapa? The Rapapa Azal Gabe Aramis. Rapapa went to an Aramean's house. Hotzilo Mita. She pulled out the bed. Amrolo said to him, shave, sit on this bed. Amrolo, Rapapa says, In Yoshev Achetakbi Yesamita. I'm not going to sit down until you show me what's under the bed. Higbia, she picked up the bed. Viesamita, Machasham Tinok mates. And they found a dead baby. Bikan Amrachamim Oslo Shave Mita Aramis. So what's the story? So if you look in the Rav Nisim Gom on the side, he quotes the story more Be'arichas. He says, "Imaisa shahil Rapapa, Amri the Rapapa haislo malva itzel goy. Rapapa had loaned money to a goy. Amar, and the guy said, "Kevan shadok Rapapa goy b'milva shalo. Rapapa now was pressing to get paid back. So Ratzah hagoy lachaslo alila b'mirma. He wanted to do some trickery. Kedei lenatzel ba min hatviya shalo. In order to trick him that he won't have to pay him back. So what did he do? Not al tinuk echad katan mace. He took a dead baby." Put him on the bed, and covered him with clothing, so no one would see. And he said to Rapapa, come to my house, and I'll pay you, I'll give you what I owe you. So the guy said, you know, sit right here and wait for a second. Right? So, shave lecha alamita. He figured it out before he sat down. And he found a dead baby in Mutman, hidden in Betocha Begadim. The Higrish Advarim, and he realized Sheratzel is all alava lilos birasha figured what this guy wanted to do was that he would complain that you killed my baby. I won't tell anybody, and I don't want to pay you back. Right? So Meosha Asukham Leshiv Al Mita Aramis if they came. And he says, and Rav Nisim Gom quotes, Zem Maisab Kabbalahu Itzli, Rabbi Adonenu, Rab Kalish Rat, Rabbeinu Hushiel, Reish Bei Rabban Zal. So he got it from Rav Hushiel going, that was the story. And the last one was Va'al Ta'avru Acharei Beis HaKnesses B'Shat She'asivur Misapalim. You cannot walk behind the shul or walk past the shul when the tzibur is diving there. So Misayle, from here there's Araya, Liv Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi, Asher Lo Adam Shavar Acharei Beis HaKnesses B'Shat She'asivur Misapalim. Same exact thing, that because what's the reason? If you pass by, now she says, She'nir Kimavriach Atzma, we pass the Beis HaKnesses Shuv Mizrach. If you pass by, you keep going, it looks like you don't want to daven. It looks like you're Mavriach Arid, and you don't care about davening, so you don't go in. However, Abaye gives a couple qualifications. Amar Le, below Amar Ram, we only said this El Deleka Piskachrina. We only said that if there's a second door, you don't have to worry about it. Maybe it's going in through the back door. About Ika Piskachrina, less one bar. And below Amar and El Deleka Bekadishachrina. There's no other shul. He's passing by this shul, who says, and there's another shul down the block, and who says he's going to the next shul. About Ika Bekadishachrina, less one bar. There's no shash. Below Amaron, additionally, below Amaron, El Delo Dare Tuna, below Rahit, below Manach Tfilin. Talking about also when a person is going bad, he's not carrying something, or he's not running, or he's not wearing his tefillin. But if the guy's wearing tefillin as he's walking by, you know he's not pre-consoled, he's wearing his tefillin, he's diving out anyway. Guy's running, he's going somewhere. Guy's carrying something, he's busy, he's doing something. It's not Mavriach, he's not running away. Fine. Okay. Tanya. And the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Kiva said, Bishlosha Dvarim Oev Ani Es Hamadiyim. There are three things that the Medians do that I love. I love their minhag. Number one, Kishechoske Es HaBasar Ein Choske El Agabi Shulchan. They cut the meat on the table. They don't cut the meat in their hand. That's nice. We said before, they don't cut themselves. There's no bleeding all over the place. It's a nice thing to do. Kishen Noshkim, when they kiss their friends, Ein Noshkim El Agabi Yad. They're not French. They kiss people on the hand. They don't kiss people on the face because it's a little disgusting to do that. Number two, or three, Ukisha Yoatzin, when they give Eitzas, when they give Eitzas to people, Ein Yoatzin Ela Besada. They give it outside, not near the house. Because in the house is a chash that people will hear and know what's going on. Rashi quotes Ela Besada, the Amri, because people say, the Amri Inish Asnayim Lakotel. The walls have ears. You know, the walls have ears. So if you're going to give advice and there's a private matter, you go out to the field, go out of way, so everyone doesn't hear it. And Amr Rav Ada Bar Ava Mikra. How do we know that, what's the pasuk that teaches us that it's best if you have these etzas, you have these discussions, you should do it in the privacy, not in front of everybody? Because the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikra L'Rachel Uleya HaSadeh El Kol Terno. When Yaakov wanted to take counsel, discuss something with Rachel Leah, he called him out to the field where he was shepherding the sheep, and he didn't do it, made sure that no one was there to hear what was going on. Tanya, another brisa, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Bishlosha Devarim Oav Ani Es HaParsiyim. There are three things that the Persians do that I love very much. Number one, Hain Tsnui Machilason. They're very tsnua when it comes to the way they eat. Tsnuim Besakise, they're tsnua when they go into the bathroom. Utsnuim Medavar Acher. And they have Tashmish Vitsina as well. I'm not exactly sure what they did. Doesn't see what exactly the tsnius was. Whatever what their tsnius was, it's something that should have been emulated. But nevertheless, the pasuk says, Vani Tsivesi Le Mukuda Shai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I commanded the Melech Paras to destroy Babel. B'tanya Rabbi Yosef, Elu Parsiyim Hamukodashim Muzamanim LeGehenim. We may have liked him, but these are the Persians. Nevertheless, they are ready to go to hell. They may have done these three things that are tzenuah, but it doesn't save them from the fact that their din is to go to Gehenim. Okay. Now coming back to the Mishnah. Right, remember the Mishnah said that Rav Gamliel Omer, that the halach is that you can say Kriyashma, the nighttime Kriyashma, Ad sheyale amud hashachar, right? And he was cholik here down in the Chachamim, who said that the zman was until chatzos. And Rabbi Lezer said that the zman was only until the end of the first watch. Until so, Ashmur Harishona, Rabbi Gamliel said you had all the way till the morning. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha kirab Gamliel. The halacha lichatchila, he says, is that you can wait to read Kriyat Shema until alos hashachar, until daybreak. That's the halacha. Not should do this now, or you want to do this tomorrow? Would you do it again tomorrow? You go. Let me read it. Let me read it. So Tanya, we have a brayse that says, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon Yochai said, Pa'amim, there are some times she'adam kol rekriyas shma shtei pa'amim b'layla. A person can rekriyas shma two times at night. Achas kolim shala amud hashachar. Once before amud hashachar. Be'achas la'achar shala amud hashachar. And once right after. And he straddles amud hashachar with his kriyas shma. Be'yotze behen yedei chovaso. And he's me'yotze both chiyuvim. Achas shalom ve'achas shalayla. The one he says first, before, is Miyotze is Kriyashma at night. And the one says after, he's Miyotze is Kriyashma in the morning. And Mer says, wait a second, there's an internal contradiction in the Braisa. Hakuf Akasha. Amart, you said, Pa'amim Sh'adam Kori Kriyashma Shtepan Malayla. You said that he can read Kriyashma twice at night. And then, Alma, Achar Shayala Munashachar Lailahu. So Mashma, that after Amunashachar is still considered night. So how are you reading Kriyashma? But nevertheless, you said, Yotze Behen Yidei Chuvaso Achar Shayom Ve'achar Shalayla. Alma Yumamahu. So is it day or night? You're calling it that night, but you're saying I'm yotzei the Kriyas Shema in the morning. So Gemara says, lo, olam lailahu. In Achanami, it's still considered night. However, v'had dekar le'yom, why is it called yom? De'ika inchi dekami b'hi shaita. There are people who get up this early. They get ready to go to work. The people get up this early, so it's considered yom. And what do you need for Kriyas Shema? You need ubikumecha. This is considered ubikumecha, you can be yotzei. As long as he straddled at the time, he can't say both before, both after. Say Kriyat Shema, hit Amud Hashachar, and then say Kriyat Shema again. Yeah. Because he says Mishnah says it's night. It's not day. For all the halachas, it's still night. You have to get the poskim deal with this. I mean, there's a Rashba and there's a talk about what is the zman. But there's another Mishnah that says that the zman for Kriyat Shema is Mishayakim, which is later time than Amud Hashachar. So what's going on? So let's read the second verse. It says. Wait, so the Gemara says, Right, La Olo and Laila Hu, had the current Yom, the issue of the Kaim Bahishaita, and Amr of Acha Barchanina, Amr of Shuva and Levi, Halakhim Shimon Yochai. The Lach is like Shimon Yochai, the person can be Yotzi, the Schivas, his Chov of Kriyashma, of Shachris after Alos HaShachar, even though it is still technically nighttime. Ika Damasli, Rav Acha Barchanina, Ahad, the sign. Some learned that Rav Acha said the Lach is like Shimon Yochai, that Rav Acha said the Lach is like Shimon Yochai, and the following Raisa. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Mishum Rav Akiva, Pa'amim, sometimes Sha'adam Kore Kriyashma, Shtei Pa'amim Mayom. You can read Kriyashma two times during the day. Achas kolim neitzachama, the achal achar neitzachama. One before hanetz and one after hanetz. The yotzi, which is a later time than amud shachar. Right? Neitzachama is the first rays of the sun. As long as here seems to say that you should read kriyashma at night up to neitzachama. Right? The yotzi ben yidei chuvasa, achas shiyom v'achas alayla. So where it says again, hagu fakasha. Amar, you see, it's an internal contradiction. Amar, pamim shadam kore kriyashma, shtei pamim bayom. So alma kolim neitzachama yamamahu. So mashma, the right before hanetzachama is yom. But then you said Yotzei Dechol Vaso Achas Yom VeAchas Shalayla, and the Yotzei for the nighttime Kriyishma. So Alma Lailahu, that right before an eighth, still considered night. So where it says Lo, no Lo Olam Yamamahu, it really is day. But how do Karli Laila? Why is this still considered Laila Lagabe Kriyishma? The Inka Inshe the Ganu Bahishaita, because there are still people who are sleeping at this time. The people, you know, they wake up a little later. So even though Kodem Anetzacham is still day, it's still considered Bishachbucha, and you can still be Yotzei Kriyishma at night. And Amar Rabbi Achab Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi Halach Rabbi Shimon Shamar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. The Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who says that you can be Yotzi Kriyishma of Arvis up to all the way even after Alos Shachar up to Hanetz, because that is still considered Yom. But Amar Rabbi Zera Ubulvach LeYomer Hashkivenu. At this point of time, you can't say the bracha of Hashkivenu because you're not lying down. You have to get up. You can't say Hashkivenu. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.